Hello, dear listener, and welcome to a very special episode of Flight Through Entirety. This is going to be a commentary track for K9 and Company, A Girl's Best Friend. But if you haven't pressed play yet, don't worry, because neither have we. I'm Brendan.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Todd.
I'm Richard.
And if you haven't listened to our podcast, Bondfinger, yet, shame on you. But also, the way we work is this. We are still on the DVD menu of K9 and Company, A Girl's Best Friend. And I will be giving you a special code word in a moment, and that's when you will know how to press play. And the reason I don't use the word play is because Nathan, Richard, and O. James Selwood, O. James Applewood, I believe. he's refusing to use that name, so I'm going to use it until he does. will often try to get me to prematurely start the DVD. So the code word for this episode of Flight Through Entirety, so get ready on your play buttons, the code word will be Hecate. So the next time I say that word, I would like you to press play on your DVDs.
Or just listen to this in the car, really.
Yeah. Hecate.
It's saying something. Oh, bugger.
Oh, that worked.
And we've got
Scooby Scooby Doo, where are you?
We've got this wonderful theme written by Ian Levine and Fi Archer Trench.
Look at Jesus, side ponies!
And in defense of the theme, they didn't intend for it to be this sort of pseudo disco-y. This was was pretty much a demo track they put together for Peter Howell and said, look, Peter, with your resources, you can improve on this. And he said, no, that's great. And they said, really? And he said, yes. And this is how we ended up with this, which was, I believe, released as a 7-inch single. And so, there's another 7-inch.
I thought they were trying to... oh, good God, that running outfit. I thought they were trying to do a Murder, She Wrote-style opening credits.
They were.
this thing, they're poor old
Have
Liz.
Another drink, Liz. You'll forget you were ever in it.
Liz hated that car.
Well, she's playing second fiddle to the dog. She's not in the title. It's not the Sarah Jane Adventures. It really is just fetishizing K9, all these close-ups of his ears and all of that sort of thing. It's a giant embarrassment.
Yeah, that's right. And friend of the podcast, Simon Hart, and his friends once did a title sequence called Cyan Company, where he reenacted that because he did this whole series of photographs going up and down the country, doing Psy camps it up with the stars, getting this photo taken back to back with various Doctor Who actors, including Richard Franklin, who asked, oh, can we do it front to front?
Bless.
And we have a very informative subtitle here of Hecate, 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 Hecate. You don't have to press play 6 times.
Is anyone else longing for a sausage sandwich about now?
So the strange thing about this is very kind of sub-Hinchcliffe. You know, what Hinchcliffe has been doing. We even get the thing, and I said weeks ago that we were not to have any more scenes where people are tied up and sacrificed.
It's like a really listless swingers party in the Midlands, isn't
it? No, that's Juno Baker's place later.
Now, who's this?
So that's...
Someone's son.
Yeah, that's Colin Jevons' son.
You can play the Tom Baker part for this one, talk about the actors. Who the hell was this?
I've been saying that all the way through.
So it's very Hinchcliffe. It's very brown. The music...
She'll never work again.
Oh, and what
is Lavinia?
It is Lavinia. She's going to smoke in this children's program.
Yes.
Can I just say that she was on the telephone then? I'm taking a list of... I'm counting how many times people pick up telephones and go in and out of doors. And if you are watching this, please play a drinking game when that happens.
Well, I think we've just started. This is Acorn Antiques.
I don't know. The camera's pointed at the actors.
So this is Susan Engels. She's had a really hard day.
And there's Dot Cotton. Or Joanna Lumley now.
So this is...
Dump them. They've ruined your figure.
It is kind of a little bit like Stones of Blood, only not good in any way.
It's camp without the jokes.
Yeah, no.
Which is what we're here for.
So this is a kids' program. This is the first scene of a kids' program where there are any characters and it's two old ladies talking about post offices. You know, it really is terribly boring. Oh, let's talk about his business. That's interesting.
And they're kind of just info dumping all the other characters we're going to meet in the next hour.
And they the other way they introduce the characters, apart from the info dump, is by having the most listless and horrific party where they all get introduced to each other for no reason.
Oh, this was written by Terence Dudley, who, wibbly wobbly timey wimey, this is his first piece of Doctor Who to go to air, but he had already finished the scripts for Four to Doomsday and Black Orchid. And I think it's any surprise to say that Terence Dudley seems to write Doctor Who
badly,
having never watched it. Nothing he writes in Doctor Who is like anything that has ever been on Doctor Who before or since.
Can I just say, in all of those stories, you have to be watching for people just walking down corridors, going in and out of doors. Like, he's obsessed with it.
Roger, you know what? You are absolutely right, Todd. And seeing as you won't be with us for the rest of season 20, we will try to keep that count up for Four to Doomsday and Black Orchid.
Did he do The Awakening?
No, he does do The King's Demons, however.
Oh, okay.
He does The King's Demons as well.
So does this want to be Children of the Stones, Richard?
I bloody wish.
Well,
because currently we're driving up to the opening of Penelope Keith. By the way. It's almost Murdersville too, isn't it, yeah, Brendan? Or it
what
Venus
the hell is she wearing?
Horrid outfit.
Door. She's come as a door.
The beret is really something. If she thought of wearing that in hand,
Tracy.
It's Colin Jevons, everyone.
Yes.
I once had a dream with Colin Jevons.
Oh, hello.
Really?
He was a butler. But I was I was acting in a thing and said to him at one point, "It's so nice to see you're still getting work," but he didn't break character, and he just pretended to still be the butler and to say, "Yes, sir, that's very kind. Would you like to go through to dinner?"
He is spectacular in the original House of Cards.
Yes, he is.
He's really good. In fact, stop watching this and go and watch the original House of Cards.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. My mother had a lovely throw that was exactly like that. That what Sarah's wearing, but then the cat got pregnant all over it and we had to chuck it. Oh, I'd always wondered what had happened to it.
Sorry,
I know.
Sorry, so the cat got pregnant on
gave
birth?
Well, sadly we can't ask for his, but I think the evidence is right there.
This is a fun game. We will be suggesting a variety of programs you can watch instead of Canine and Cobra.
This is a great drinking game. I've already had three. Here we go.
Oh, but yes, it's a terrible outfit.
And just a terrible set. Do you know what I mean? Like, when it comes back, like when they actually do a proper spin-off for her.
Sorry, I will stop it now.
No,
but
don't you. Okay. It's hilarious.
You know, when it comes back, it's brightly coloured, it's got kids in it, there's action, there's a giant sort of green squid thing. It's really, really terrifically enjoyable. Here it's a lot of people in front of brown walls going through doors and picking up phones. It's really not very interesting. When's Juno coming back to sleaze on to Sarah Jane? That's my favourite bit about it.
Look at all those pleats.
And we get a tease. We get a tease here because the viewer knows that K9's in this story, and so they think maybe he's in the box. So are we going to open the box?
It's just full of fruit.
Are we going to open the box, Sarah?
A phone.
No, we're not going to open the box.
Phone. What are we up to with phone?
This three.
Is three. Yeah.
I really do love that she's wearing one of the old Nymon Guards summer frocks. Those pleated shoulders.
Can I call that door? I don't know. Yeah, it's a door.
It's a door. I hear door.
Door.
This is Sean Chapman, who we were talking about earlier.
Oh,
he's
yes.
actually had quite he had quite a long career in the decade after this. He's still with us. He did lots of films. He did Hellraiser.
I can't decide whether he's good looking or not.
Door.
He's kind of odd. He's kind of
it is one of those heads. Isn't it?
Phone.
Phone.
Oh, another phone. Oh, it's the same one, really.
Brendan!
Brendan, your namesake.
Yes.
Already, he was the Adric all the time.
He's really Adric, isn't he? There's a lot of fascinating conversations about 80s-era computer technology.
Speaking of which, I'll just wait till you open up the U-Bus, but not Brendan's, but this is the thing. This was being filmed, wasn't it, when Earthshock was being filmed? So just as, spoiler alert, this was being recorded as Earthshock was being filmed.
Oh, really?
Because Earthshock was filmed earlier enough, according to the old BBC show notes. So.
We'll check that.
No, I looked it up.
Both of these young actors initially, I think, are okay, but there's a scene where they're just awful.
Brendan honking. Oh, they're kind of...
There's some fight that's just appalling. Anyway, I'm jumping ahead. Let's just revel in this for the moment.
Had it gone to series, I think they would have ended up together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the proposed series for a bit.
So everyone's in prison, except for Juno Baker.
It was going to be Sarah and K-9 as the main characters, and Brendan and Aunt Lavinia would have alternated.
Oh, really?
How many episodes?
I heard that too.
Six 50-minute episodes. And this was originally scripted as 90 minutes.
Oh no.
I'm bored already.
Graham McDonald was right behind it, but then he was replaced by David Reed, who said, there is not enough plot to support 90 minutes. Cut it. And so cut it down to 50.
Do you know what's even better than that? Do you remember the teaser they originally filmed? It's, I don't think it's on the DVD, of episode 2 when they were going to go into the series. And it was to discover covens just like it, the length and breadth of Britain. Can you imagine?
Well, the Canine and Company annual.
Every single story.
Stories like that.
Every single story afterwards would be exactly the same as this one.
Oh, such please. I'm taking three additional O levels. Car door. They got in a car door. They had to put that
hey!
Down. Oh, door.
Chin, chin.
Door.
Chin. So it would have been really boring. And the fact that, look at that dog. Growling.
And it's growling.
So far upstaging every single performer.
He's General Grugger.
Don't kick that dog. Yeah. You'll be very much disappointed.
I will say, though, that Terence Dudley's original pitch implies that he may have once seen the series on the TV in a bar somewhere. His original pitch is that, much as we will discover shortly, interminably so, Sarah is sent a canine, but it's canine actually sent by and in the thrall of the master.
Yes, that was the original pitch, wasn't it?
But, for some reason they decided, oh, no, we've already got him in a trilogy of stories. We're not going to refer to the master here as well. Let's just have canine hunting witches.
They could have had Daleks, you know, they have all of these monsters in stock. They could have had Sarah meets the Nymon, Sarah meets a Bandrel.
Zygons.
Sure, but Zygons would be lovely. But let's not forget that this was very premiere in children's TV and public consciousness far more than was going on. Not just the Wicker Man.
Oh, yeah.
That amazing TV thing we saw in the early 70s, Robin Redbreast, which was about exactly this story, really, but actually scary. Children of the Stones, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Sky, which was that Robert Banks Stewart as well? That show about the alien child and the stone circles and the whole of nature comporting to defend against him. And they actually built, the Earth created a master avatar to defeat the alien child who just looked like David Bowie in a skin suit.
When's Chockey?
Chockey again. Well, Wyndham wrote that in what, early 60s? But that's an early 80s. Yeah, yeah. So all of this is very premier in
phone.
Thinking.
Phone.
Thank you, Todd. Chin chin. I think the premise. Let's take a pause.
As smooth as Vivian Fay.
she's dressed up for this phone call as well. I think she thinks she's in. Do you know what I mean?
And she's wearing purple.
Oh, dear. Come over for a little drink later. We're not too exhausted.
But I think the problem with this one is it really dumbs it down. I don't think it was necessarily Dudley's script. I loved King's Demons. My friend Tony Starr directed that. We'll have to get him in. He's not in Australia anymore. Just Clunk. That was a name that
Tony
just dropped. It. No, we call him Tony Starr.
I don't see how this could have sustained itself as a series. Like, Tony, you know, everybody's just evil in the village. Like,
every single person we meet except these two, who we are supposed to think are evil because they're so sleazy.
Well,
because Vivian Fay.
And because he was just fiddling with Christmas.
Hang about
lights.
Cottages, yes.
But everyone else is evil. So everyone else is in prison.
Yeah.
So they must go to other villages for different covens. But, I mean, they could have had aliens. They could have had Hecate turn up at the end. Spoiler alert, she's made up.
Yeah.
You know, like she's not actually real. And so it is.
And oh, Sarah's just went through a door.
The other disappointing thing is that the show itself had made such strides visually and musically in the previous year, and this just looks like, you know, Seeds of Doom or Pyramids of Mars, you know. And the music is terrible.
Yeah.
Peter Howells, you know, bunking off work early and just picking up one of Carey Blyton's old scores, I think, and... Oh, here we go.
It's a big reveal.
It is a big reveal. It is impressive looking, isn't it? Look how well that's
going.
Oh, God.
Is it?
That looks like one of those things that you put in your car to reflect the sun.
Even Sarah's laughing. Even she's saying, why am I doing this?
That's right. This is what I'm the sidekick to now. Yeah. It used to be Tom Baker. Now it's this prop.
Well, that's the thing. When she signed the contract, it was called A Girl's Friend. And David Reed said, no, the whole reason we're doing this is people have had an outcry because we got rid of K-9. We're calling it after K-9. So that's the thing. She was told she was going to be the star. And then this happens.
Well, she doesn't actually do anything to resolve it either, does she? I mean, K-9 just comes in and shoots everyone and the end. She drives. You know, she has quite a good drive.
I don't think anyone's in focus in that shot, in that three shot just now.
Stop honking, Brendan.
That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
just his nose. People say that to me all the time.
Moment.
This is a lovely moment.
Well, she's doing some proper acting, too.
I get the chills when she says that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the best moment
she's never
of the
mentioned him to anyone in the history of anything.
It's the best moment of the whole episode, and it just There's reminds you that...
Yeah. She's not really old Sarah much here.
There she is.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this. The fun's gone.
Yeah.
Have another drink. Where's the door, Todd?
Yeah, see, no one's in focus in this shot.
It's really soft, the videotape, I think.
Mm. I think they're shooting her through linoleum, which is harsh. She wasn't that old.
Oh, but yeah, this is a lovely moment that just reminds you that something much, much better is going to be premiering in just over a week and a half.
Oh, what?
Season 20, season 19.
It's not much better than this.
Yeah, but it's got the Doctor in it.
Yeah, that is true. Well,
pretending to be the we're getting a lesson on computing.
You are.
And BidMe was
nowhere near this.
Nuclear battery. It is a nice idea that the Doctor's rebuilt this K-9 to be adaptable to current tech. I'm just having a BidMe moment here.
Mm.
So he's built it with 80s tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bubble memory.
Bubble, yes. A bubble butt. He's just about to ram into Brendan's bubble right now.
Oh, no argument, boys. Yeah, math is hard, Sarah.
Bound to be up. Yes, that's right. I think it's just that awful home perm that's completely
out of focus.
Yeah. No, I think it's the soft videotape. I'm sure.
What are you doing,
people
John
making
Black?
This show must be very, very competent technically.
I don't remember though the broadcast version of this looking so grainy. This could actually just be a problem with transfer on the cheapy scale. It did not look blurred on transmission.
Well, we just had a flare
to our memory.
Some of the studio lights.
Yes.
She's Wait. Just teasing us.
We didn't see it.
She's going to go and put a postcard.
Oh, here we go.
Door.
And the thing is, she just grabs her keys, but she changes her coat into something else as hideous.
Oh. So the big fake-out is, of course, that we think that Juno Baker is behind the Hecate mask, but it's this terrifying woman, is it?
I don't even remember this woman.
It's Patricia Rutledge.
Yeah, she's only in, like, two scenes. Yeah. But it's like, so she was the villain all the time.
But you know at the end when they reveal her, I don't know who it is. I can't even work it out.
Yeah. You know, you know who Bill Fraser is, because, you know, he's in a few scenes, but this woman's hardly in it.
Oh, that's an awful outfit.
Even for the early 80s.
There's some lovely almost Sharder-esque moments here, aren't there? I'm always almost expecting Claire Keighley to ponce in her gorgeous boots. And
only she did.
Chignon. Yeah, it needs that. It needs Douglas Adams, mind you, what doesn't.
Yeah, there's no glamour. There's no glamour.
Oh.
Because, and you know, the thing is, if it's set in the country, you can have people wear tweeds and weatherproof stuff and all that's fine. Give Sarah some glamour.
Actually, I've got to tell you for the time that was.
Wasn't.
Yeah, it was a difficult era. Oh, hello.
Oh, dear. Spying on a young lad in a field out of a glass house.
I don't think anyone will argue with Rod's observation of constant homoeroticism in this story.
Well, that's sort of creepily pedo, though, isn't it?
I think
it's really
more Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddockism, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Colin Jevons. Paddock.
Colin Jevons has obviously decided that Brendan's a doable barker, I think, probably.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't surprise me if he'd audition for Adric.
So to speak.
Yeah.
That's the guy playing Brendan.
You can tell she's evil because she has Ladro figures on the shelves.
That is quite evil, isn't it?
And Granny's ashes box is left open and pinned to the wall.
She also doesn't put her little finger out.
No, she doesn't.
Tea.
No.
Mind you, she's quite common, isn't she, really?
Well, it is Patricia Rutledge in Apotheosis, isn't she? She is Kitty. Hyacinth Bucket.
That's Gillian Martell playing
she,
Lily.
Glittering career. What did she go on to do, Brendan?
She played various grandmas, I think.
Big name in local equity, very assistive. Yes.
Well, how scintillating is this? Two women sitting around having a cup of tea.
Four of us doing pretty much the same thing.
Well, exactly. This could be scintillating, but it's just like your aunt wrote about witchcraft and people didn't like her, but I liked her. Don't suspect me.
Did she go on to play one of the space rants in that Blake 7 episode?
Yes, she did. Yes, okay. She did. Yes, she was also one of
Dawn.
Thank you. I think she was. I think that was actually played by Patrick McNee's Uncle Evelyn, Brendan. Oh, yeah. That woman looks almost exactly like the woman who brought up Steed from the Avengers, Patrick McNee, and made him wear little skirts and later kilts, and made him call her Uncle. That was that was Patrick McNee's mother's lover. Yes,
that would have been one hell of a Doctor Who spin-off.
I think that's pretty much what we're seeing right here.
Look.
Oh, now this is just the worst party ever.
Actually, Brendan, this is a touch of Midas from the New Avengers, isn't it? Yes.
And I think that's a brown velvet tuxedo he's wearing.
Ooh, well, look at that dude.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Sarah's thing has removable sleeves. Now she really is a Time Lord.
Yes. Have you sampled me finger drearies? Come over here and I'll talk about equity. It really is a BBC
star.
She's looking
at her breasts.
Yes,
you know,
she
like
was.
She's really.
But Sarah Jane's got quite a few little moth holes in that one. They're coquettish minx.
So the sole purpose of this party is to introduce all of these characters so that they can be evil at the end. Yeah.
It is Acorn and Tea.
So this is the hotel inspector who passes out when he sees the rat in that Fawlty Towers episode.
Yes.
I always thought the canine had six heuristic interfaces.
Did you? I don't care.
This is what happened when Ian Levine only writes the theme but isn't continuity advisor.
Yes, that's why it all fell down, of course.
No, that's fine. Anybody can do it now.
This is another
door. Yeah, okay.
Well, the rest of us are drunk by now after playing that drinking game. Well, now we've got a lot of lovely shadow and, Brendan kneeling.
Both the
Brendan
young boys
standing.
Are a bit like Latvia from Eurovision this year. They're almost attractive, but you can't quite tell why they're not.
Brendan is almost entirely neck.
And nose.
It's just an enormous 6'2" neck.
No, it's not Sarah.
One of the main prerequisites of working with... And
hello. Yeah. Oh, lucky... I know I didn't see you. Hey.
Poor old Colin Jevons. I bet he thinks back on this shoot with a great deal of warmth and scent. Is he still with us?
I don't know, actually. I don't think he is.
He was Max Quadlepleen in the TV show, too.
He was in The Winged Avenger. He was one of the creators of The Winged Avenger. One of the really good Avengers episode. One of the best.
K9's doing quite well on location here.
Yes.
Lots of duck boards. Actually, no, he is quite attractive.
And duck face.
Oh, you see, they're going to kiss, surely. Look at that. Look at that. You can cut the tension with a knife.
A butter knife. Get way off me. Now.
Yeah, so he would have been a regular because he wasn't.
Irregular. I think he looks pretty
would
irregular
he have been
to
in
me
it?
Right now.
I don't know.
Moss Peaks.
Not planned to, but I suppose he could have been. Colin
Why are
Devin
they looking Houston? Terrified? Hey!
This is pathetic.
Yeah.
You should shoot it! Shoot it, K9!
It was terrible when they did it with the Daleks in 1964, and it's terrible now.
No, when they did it with the mice, that's...
Oh, we hear it crashing, but we don't actually see it break. They probably couldn't afford that on the budget.
Yeah.
They only had that? 1 week on location.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Oh, hello.
He's hiding
I think the subtexts are working quite nicely.
You can call her De Barusso, you know.
Colin Jevons is still with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic.
But he
He's
did
great.
Retire from acting shortly after this.
Shortly before this story.
In 1990.
I hear a phone.
He retired from acting.
Someone pick up the phone. Yeah, picked up the phone. That counts.
I can't believe he's wearing a brown...
It's my agent. I actually have a job.
Bad news. We haven't been picked up for series.
God. What do you think she chose the colour of that sofa so that...
Why is Kenny Everett on the sofa?
Show.
Mm. The two people on the sofa are having a conversation, but they're both talking at the same time.
Mm. Mm.
Much like this podcast.
Yeah, maybe they're doing a commentary track on this episode.
They are. On the other guests. I do that when I go to a party as well.
They're actually watching the Mutants.
Oh, they're lucky. I'm quite jealous.
Door.
That's probably the funniest line in the episode.
Garden Goblin, not in my memory. I'm hoping it's... Oh, old school time.
He's bitten through the restraints.
Oh, hello.
Hooray, Colin.
Because
he's giving
this
it his
is
all.
1666 and we haven't, and we're suddenly on the set of the Visitations again. They've never seen, what, they've never seen Star Wars?
No, no, he hasn't.
Fire.
Well, he should be wearing a smock, shouldn't he?
Doctor Who did this, I think we've agreed, pretty well in Fendal and Stones of Blood.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, whatever else you want to...
Both Fendal and Stones of Blood.
The Demons, maybe? Yeah, that did it pretty well. So what's happening? Yay!
Sorry, guys, I'm not contributing much to the conversation. I'm just obsessed with doors and phones.
No, this is a new drinking game, isn't it?
He was dark, about 20. Oh, he looked a bit like a gypsy.
Yes.
Like a gypsy.
Now, that's a racial slur, children at home, so we're not using that language, okay?
She is actually dressed as one of Padme's handmaidens from The Phantom Menace, isn't she?
And that's
Keira Knightley.
And Brendan's cosplaying as Matt Smith.
Did you know that? That's actually Keira Knightley.
It is not.
It is. Yeah. When she was young, she was a dead ringer for Natalie Plankman.
This is turning out to be much more fun when we're talking about other things. I do love this little outfit Sarah's wearing.
Yeah, this outfit is fabulous.
But don't you feel she was the Lala all the time?
It's a little bit Five Doctors, isn't
it? It's a bit Lala.
It is a bit Lala with her men's clothes and string ties.
Yes.
This is what a lot of her publicity shots are done in as well. It was actually decided very, very late in the day not to take it to a series. The following April, this was broadcast in December, and it got 8.4 million, which, Todd, what's significant about that number?
Well, it outrated everything from Tom's last season.
Exactly. Yeah.
Golly gosh.
Where did it place? I think it placed about 50-something.
Yeah, so, you know, it was popular.
Not actually too bad, is it?
It did good, but there was a blackout somewhere, and so it got less than they expected, line.
Yeah, plus it was meant to go out the week before Christmas, and it actually went out the week after Christmas, which hurt it.
Yeah, you can tell in the dialogue, actually. Don't they say it's like December the 18th?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, it was meant to be, like, up to the minute, kind of like Ghostwatch. But, yeah. But I gather the main reason it didn't go to series was the series was pitched as, and we're going to go around hunting all these covens. And David Reed said, what?
That's so boring.
Exactly. You know.
Do you know that Jonathan Turner was really disappointed that it didn't go to series? And part of that then led to him fast-forwarding getting a robot into the show, i.e. Chameleon.
Chameleon.
Yeah.
So bad.
And by this time, he was already coming up with the drafts of Chameleon's pitch.
That's terrible. Are you around for that? You are, aren't
you?
Yeah. Awful.
And this is scintillating, this conversation about pH.
I don't think there is a children's show that can't be improved by a long conversation about soil acidity.
Yeah.
And telebiogenesis.
If it became significant later in the plot, okay, but... For goodness sake.
No, he's just trying to kind of big dog him, do you know what I mean? I know more about soil acidity than you do, and science, it doesn't solve everything.
But he's going to be in prison at the end of the episode anyway. It's not like it's going to be a long-running rivalry.
No.
Although, if we hadn't had this, we could have had two more episodes of Black Orchid, because this came out of season 19's episode allocation.
No.
That's right. Nathan Turner was given the money for 28 because of the success of season 18. So it was seen as a critical success, if not a ratings one.
I think that's fair.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think Sarah looks gorgeous.
This is her best outfit in this?
It's the best outfit so far.
Oh, finally the police.
So was Samantha Bond going to play General Grugger in this, yes. in this story originally?
She was.
Oh, Samantha Bond is fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, product placement. Naughty BBC.
Mr. Queen, I believe
no,
it says.
Other polishing sprays are also available.
There's one sitting at the table right now.
Polishing his helmet.
Yeah.
Did he play one of the slabs?
One of the slabs.
Ah, from Smith and Jones.
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll be inside.
Look at the inside. What?
Look at the neck acting going on there. Oh.
Oh, he's doing a bit of jaw acting as well, Richard, to be fair.
I think there's going to be a big makeup scene that we won't be able to watch later.
Bring on the revenge.
Terrible. It will be.
That is utterly pathetic.
Oh, I don't know.
No one could cry in the 80s.
No.
Because life was so good under Margaret Thatcher.
I just love the top. Right, I love the TV. I love the fact that we're cabling everybody. Oh, wow.
That could be right now in any hipster cafe in Newtown.
Someone with a typewriter.
Have you seen them at Sydney Unic turning up with their typewriters and taking them out?
Yeah. You can get Bluetooth mechanical typewriters for your iPad now.
That's just
Let's
horrific.
Just leave well, where door, it is.
What
door.
If
first you don't succeed, try again.
That's not how you ask someone out.
Well, I don't know. It's the 1980s.
It is according to the type of people who complain about Rey being a main character in Star Wars.
I really wanted...
She's been in that bloody library for 700 years, but of course that doesn't seem to count for much these
I wanted it to be the. I wanted to be the Loch Ness monster one where she found a secret... Door.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Great shot.
Isn't that? Oh, I'm just getting spirited away now.
The fire's going to die down to...
There shall be no fire.
Time in a montage.
That's inventive direction there.
She
That's
passed
really
out
something.
Drunk again on the rug.
Oh, door.
And just like that...
It's not
that is such a 1981 jumper.
I think there's something wrong with the lens on the camera.
Fine. How are we up to? I will count it up at the end. You know, the crinoids pulled the lines out, that's why. Someone say something.
Oh, door.
Do you talk first? I talk first.
Oh, God, what another horrible coat.
Oh,
it's a lovely colour.
Is it a short sleeve duffel? Oh, goodness me. So Michael Bond.
Does this count? Car door?
Yeah, I think we counted a previous car door.
Is this the mini metro she refers to?
Yeah, it is.
I thought so.
In what?
In school reunion, when she says, I can't repair K9, it's like getting parts for a mini metro.
Ah. Does she have the car in school reunion that she eventually has for Sarah Jane Adventure?
It's a door.
That was a Nissan Figaro. In
the door. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, a gorgeous Nissan Figaro in Sarah Jane Adventure.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Mm.
Gosh, that's such a good show. It really, really
Sarah
is.
Sarah Jane Adventures.
Yeah, just tremendous.
And I think it needs to be watched back to back with this just to give Sarah her due.
Yeah, yeah.
or indeed Liz.
No, honestly, when this finishes, and not before, dear listener, you know, eject the DVD and watch Door Invasion of the Bane because it's really good.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
Invasion of the Bane. Yeah.
1982 production season connections. We have a character called Brendan Richards.
Yes.
And Kinder will feature an actor called Richard Todd.
Where am I Where's in all this? I'm just producing it.
Who am I?
That's actually one of the columns on the randomizer spreadsheet we use to pick stories is Richard/Todd. And that's when I first realized
Don't
that
Google
connection.
That, dude.
Yeah, that's some terrifying fan fiction right there.
These policemen are very patronizing.
Well, she's a woman, Todd.
Probably.
Oh, everyone knows everyone's business, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the country.
You know, it's a shame that...
They ran off together.
There's a Sarah moment. Look here, I'm getting investigative. What is it? Well, none of you are acting.
I thought he was Andred for a second.
Andred.
And Flounce.
Dorf.
Door.
How to injure a child. Did you see the poster?
Without trying. Useful advice.
Without leaving a mark.
Well, in those days, they had large telephone directories in police stations, so you could roll them up.
Oh, I tell a lie. She's in two scenes. My God.
Here's Lily.
Oh, yeah, she's been friendly. Oh,
that bag
yes.
is full of, like, you know, dismembered goat parts. You can't see that from goat here. I believe, yeah, goat I believe, fetus parts.
I believe that was the name of the
oh, yes.
Georgia this year in Eurovision, dismembered goat parts.
Oh,
door.
Door. Down, down.
Is this over yet?
No.
No. Something's...
And they've just wandered into somebody else's house.
Wasn't Sarah there a moment ago with K9? Is this the same place?
This is George Tracy's house.
Oh. Everyone's house looks the same.
No, he is here. We saw this. Yes. Sorry. Oh, door. Sorry.
Door. Right. Note it down.
Sorry, it's all just brown doors and grey walls and fireplaces.
How many minutes of this have we got?
27.
Oh, Lord.
So we're not even halfway through.
You know, it's very telling that as a special feature on the Sarah Jane Adventures, one of them includes the complete Pyramids of Mars, whereas none of them include K9 and Company.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
The Five Doctors.
I love how they include that episode of Sarah Jane Adventures that Katie Manning is in as a special feature on The Green Death. Yes. That's wonderful.
I can guess.
It's such a great show. It's better than Torchwood. It's almost better than Doctor Who.
It's got this.
About survival.
You know what?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking
there
about...
There hasn't been a human sacrifice since 1890.
Since 1980.
Well, can we start now?
No, I said there are to be no more human sacrifice scenes. We're having a moratorium on them. Oh, Colin is just acting.
I didn't know the Kaliak was coming back.
He's very, very good with very, very terrible material.
He looks like there's a conspiracy about the special stuff, doesn't it? You know, like Hilary Bray is Hilary Bray? Hilary Briss.
Hilary Briss, yes.
Hilary yes, that Brie. Was the one.
Oh, dear.
We are getting night shoots here.
Yeah.
Well, it's lavish. It's a lavish production, Todd.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it was 90 minutes, they were given 2 weeks of location filming that got cut in half when the episode got cut in half. Yeah. But yeah, they still do a hell of a lot of night shooting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
The direction's not quite as polished as you might expect.
No.
Who's directing this?
This is John Black.
Oh. He does do Doctor Who at some point,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He does a good John Black.
And Fall to Doomsday.
And popular with the crew and cast.
Oh, okay.
No, he was one of those very blokey, quiet, just get it done chaps, but you know, got on with everyone.
What's Fall to Doomsday's direction like? Is it all right?
The direction's rather nice.
I quite like Fall to Doomsday. Okay. I think it falls apart and I think there's terrible racism problems.
Yeah.
Yes. But the first couple of episodes, I'm actually quite intrigued by what's going on. Right. It used to be my favourite Davison before I became was in fandom, and then when I got into fandom,
found out everyone else was hating on.
That's right. I'm going. Why is it? And I think it's better than a lot of other things. That's my personal opinion, despite the fact that it's rough around the edges. Oh my God! Somebody just had a seizure.
What actually happens here? Because we've already established there is no magic or alien influence in this story.
He just forgot to take his blood pressure medication for a couple of weeks, and there you go.
He died of a heart attack, I've got written here. So
he was quite young. I thought it was a bit magical.
Yeah, I think something was... we couldn't see off screen.
I think it's meant to be magical, but...
He's not dead yet, but I think he dies in hospital. Hmm. Was he dead? I don't know.
He looks dead.
It's a metaphor,
he
isn't
quite
it?
Dead.
Oh, that's what
The goat attacked him, obviously. He was attacked by a goat.
Sarah's thinking, oh, God, not another goat.
There is a rather insane video game where you can play a goat and attack people. It's called Goat Simulator.
Other farm animal simulators are also available.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much someone made a trailer as a joke, and people said, when is it coming out? So he ran a Kickstarter and got 7 times the amount of money he wanted, so he made Goat Simulator.
Mm. I must download that.
I'll send you a video. It's insane. You can go into orbit as a goat. And it's still better than K9 and Company.
Is anything going to happen? Is anything going to happen? So we've had... So literally, the only action so far is 2 kidnap attempts on Brendan and a policeman having a seizure, and that's really it.
And now we know this bloke who we've seen in 2 scenes is evil.
I like the eye arch.
Everyone.
The eyebrow arch.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Squinty face. Squinty
McSquint
face.
Squinty face, yeah.
oh, it's like Christopher Eccleston before he had a career, isn't he? I'll just emote and wear a leather jacket. It's done. Finally.
So finally a sacrifice scene. No, that's what I've been waiting for.
What is that red thing?
Oh, well, he was even rejected from Horns of Nymon as a cast member, so that's all.
No, well, he's not a virgin, so he has to wear red. That's it.
Meanwhile, in Gran Canaria,
Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. Isn't that exciting?
So this is the lady from the post office. Yes. Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Be honest, dear listener, if you're daring to watch this again and listen to us, you don't actually care about the plot.
Yeah, we're not explaining it to you. There isn't really one.
I think he's quite good to look at.
No, he's weird looking.
I like him. I think he's pretty.
He's a two-face.
Hello. Oh. Well, it's not easy to get, pull a frock like that off. Oh, side pony.
I was using Brendan's side pony. I don't know why you don't do that anymore, Brendan. I'm rocking that wig for this recording.
Thing is, I did have a ponytail when I was a teenager. I had long hair. I had long hair halfway down my back.
Leather elbows on a tweed coat, is that the best you can do?
She should offer to give her a massage, shouldn't she?
I think she's doing that with her eyes right
she
now.
Really is.
Look at that red velvet number.
Being a woman.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. You died for
heart. Oh, I'm sure.
So yes. This is the scene to establish them as the villains.
Yes.
But really, they do have an ulterior motive, but it's not the one that we thought.
They come across as people that would have a spare bedroom, and there's a mirror in the spare bedroom, and then they go into their little closet.
Like a mirror on the ceiling.
Yeah. No. At the side, the people used to go and sleep in there, and then they walk in, and it's a one-way mirror, so they can peer into your bedroom.
Yeah, Diana Dawes party. Yes, we've covered that in podcasts previously, haven't we? Yes. That was Underworld, wasn't it?
Oh. We can watch that. Mirror in your spare bedroom?
A large Chesterfield right there. Is canine going to
destroy a lot?
No. Well, we haven't had canine for a while.
Oh, green boots.
Yeah.
As if the outfit wasn't Mapping horrible the enough. Chair. Green and blue boots.
Now, kids, if you've never heard of a thing called a map...
That's it. It's like a mobile phone, only... vastly, vastly less useful.
And you have to have many of them in hard copy.
Is there nothing that Sarah doesn't know? Cartography, boots, horticulture.
Side ponies.
See, what she needs is a phone with Google Maps or whatever so it can work out all the alternative routes to all the churches, doesn't she?
Phone. It's quite a difficult computational problem working out the shortest route between a lot of different places.
Oh, I'm glad Canine has been used well then.
Yeah. Well, I think that it would be great if Brendan and Canine had a long conversation about it. Travelling salesman problem. I'm going to go on about it for about 10 minutes now.
Why doesn't Canine have Google Maps? Google doesn't make it to the year 5000.
That's it.
And also because the doctor retconned.
She be more blatant?
But no, you're right, Richard. He doesn't want year 5000 technology in the 20th century.
She'd be delighted to see Sarah.
It's not making much sense for how canine would work otherwise, is it?
So, I mean, she's explicitly coded as kind of sexual, which is why we think she's evil.
Yeah. Because women who are libidinous are therefore territorial and taking up space what men folk are meant to be inhabiting.
Okay, we're about to get action.
Oh, yes, what are you going to do?
No. Look.
Oh, no, it's Planet of the
Spiders.
Sergeant.
Wow, that is some really good stunt driving.
That was a lot more exciting than Richard Franklin managed.
Yeah.
which is not the first time that expression has been used.
And you know what? It's been 7 years, but now she finally knows they were trying to kill her really, and not Richard Franklin.
It really does say how to injure your child without really trying. Why are the police advising people about that? They should be discouraging that sort of behavior.
Under Thatcher, there was no such thing as society. There was just cruelty with fun.
Gee, it got dark quick.
There was also no such thing as homosexuals.
That's right.
We didn't exist under Thatcher.
Yeah.
No, we just weren't allowed to talk about
although, evidence to the contrary. everyone's got a cellar like that in these parts, haven't they? Poor old printer.
That's your spare bedroom.
isn't it great how she's counting down and we don't actually see her?
We don't see a shot of her watch.
No, just going into the different driving.
How come this canine has no back history for any form of local variant knowledge, whereas the other canines, this one is significantly more smug but less informed. He doesn't even know a garden gnome.
Do you think he knows what tennis is?
good question. I like that, Nathan.
Yeah. I've got lots of them.
Oh dear. It's like he's out of that Bonnie Tyler film clip. What's it called? Total Eclipse of the Heart. That's what it's like. Now,
Russell Mulcahy's. This is.
Do check out literal music video, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Sorry, chaps, go on.
And also, too, this whole countdown is it actually 11:58? Like, is it actually in real time? Like 24?
No, it's much slower.
Oh. I expect poor Martha or Mr. De Vries to turn up.
Yeah. I was thinking of fire. The Exelons, actually.
The Exelons.
They try and drug them with sort of, you know, incense.
Ooh, ha, ooh.
It's been a bit of a train wreck so far. So wouldn't it be wonderful if it was like the end of Casino Royale and we just had the Exelons turn up and the Ogre and everyone just run in... And everyone's 007 James Bond. Just make it like Casino Royale.
That would be great.
That would be great.
If it was like the end of the world.
Yeah.
All just aliens and aliens and aliens. Oh, dear. We must be near the end,
surely. We're near the end. We're at the 45-minute mark. Goes on for another five or so.
So it's resolved in the cleverest possible way that you could never have seen coming. You just watch. It's a plot twist worthy of a master. You look skeptical, Brandon.
I'm just losing the will. Yeah. There's nothing in that cup.
No, and you hear it hit the bottom. It's just like, oh. And now.
Here it comes.
Prepare yourselves.
Yeah, he just comes in and shoots everyone and they lower themselves to the ground.
They haven't stabbed him, so I'm going to try and stab him. Oh, no, who's going to try next? Where are these screams coming from?
Literally.
It's Colin Jevons. That's just Colin. He pre-recorded them because he knew he'd be busy falling over in this.
Oh, Sarah, go for it.
Oh, she does a high kick. That was terrible.
Yep. I believe all those screams were being done by Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders. Are you doing the accent?
And now, the reveal that is clear to the holders.
Someone that we don't recognise all along.
I thought it was that woman, that sooth-talking woman. I didn't even recognise it as the stupid postmistress.
Postmistress Lily Gregson.
And?
Commander Pollock.
Say it's something.
General Grugger.
Oh, no, it's Bill. I feel like such a fool.
How can I have not known? I've watched television before.
It turns out they wanted to burn down the old amusement park to collect the insurance money. And they would have got away with it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for these meddling journalists.
Oh, other covens all over the country. They're precursoring the rest of the series.
Other covens are equally available from which to choose.
Oh, dear.
Oh. And freeze frame. Oh, damn.
It's the archers without the jokes.
No.
Oh,
come
no.
on.
Oh, no. Phone ringing.
Phone.
Asking you over so that we could have sex.
Not a cover so much as an orgy.
And a very Merry Christmas to all of you at home.
Can't have an orgy with three people, says Sarah. Well, no, Brendan's here now.
Now, Lavinia would have been the great hero of a TV, a kids' television program. She could have solved crimes with a fag hanging out of her mouth. Why is this still on? Why is this show still going? Really? I didn't think they could top that joke, the closing joke.
Oh, wait, there's one coming up.
Really? She's like a poor man's Amelia Rumford, isn't she?
He's in prison, guarding the soap very carefully.
Here we go. Is this the joke? Oh, yep. Please. Why is he drunk after Christmas lunch? Who's giving the dog wine?
Thing is, he's not at the party with them, so they have dressed him up in the crown and the tinsel and then said, we're buggering off to a party.
Oh, they've left him at home. So that was a really sad scene where he was singing a Christmas carol to himself because he's left alone on Christmas Day. Thanks, Sarah Jane.
Oh, it's over.
How?
It hasn't finished.
You know, I think it's such a shame we didn't get 6 episodes.
So, important question to ask is, Todd, how's your tally going?
The phone tally, you would have drunk 9 times.
Right.
Dora, and I think I missed one or two, 36.
I think it just goes to show that unequivocally and empirically, Canine and Company is dangerous for your health.
Just wait till you watch Four to Doomsday and those sliding doors and you start doing a tally. That's all I can say.
Well, hopefully I'll remember in 2 weeks to keep a tally of that. Sorry, Richard.
I was just going to say, it's a pretty gripping end title sequence as well. It's nice to go back to the Hartnell days with static shots.
I'm certainly getting... Oh, but script editors.
Saywood and Anthony Root.
Alone, they're terrible. Together, they're worse than ever.
That was iridescently strontium nightly.
What did you think of the direction?
Still sitting there after all this time, glowing with a deathly palette. What the
pictures were on screen?
I thought the director did a okay job considering the script.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
The OB stuff was great. The outdoor shots are lovely. I just want Stones of Blood. Can we go back and watch that?
They just the wrong script.
Terrible.
Should have been great. It's the script, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the performances. And
what are you going to do without
and
a
the
script?
Music? Yeah,
we've all seen them all do much better.
That's true.
Apart from that, oh yeah, and we forgot to mention that in that scene where they were romping around doing Hecate, 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 we're back on the menu so we can see it again. John Nathan Turner was directing that. John Nathan Turner was doing the second unit stuff, and everything was running really late. Apparently, the dog wasn't working, so the actors started running around because they weren't getting paid overtime, chanting, equity, equity, equity. And that's the funniest thing about this story. I think that says it all.
And that man's just realised the rest of his career flashed before his eyes.
We will be back next week, dear listener, with Castrovalva. And also, hopefully releasing this weekend, we have our commentary track for The Man with the Golden Gun. Until next time, please check us out online at flightthroughentirety.com, flightthroughentirety on Facebook and iTunes, bondfinger.com, bondfinger on Facebook and iTunes, and bondfingercast on Twitter, and of course, Doctor Who in 10 seconds on YouTube. Gentlemen, any parting comments?
No.
Hecate.
Can we just get out of here?
I need to watch it again. I understood nothing of that.
Thank you very much for listening and good night.
Good night.
See you soon.
Thanks,
that's the
Juno.
Crash of a door.
Thanks, Juno. Oh.
Hecate.
It's not working.
Okay,
No, we actually are watching it. It's just not working.
No, it's not working. Okay.
For us.
Please get off this menu.
Why are they flashing a photo of Beryl Reed? This is like a Victoria Wood sketch of burning up all the old actors in Equity.
Okay.
They haven't worked for years, burner.
Equity.
Hecate.
Oh, it's still not working, Brendan. What's going on?
I'm usually up here. One last try.